covers the team for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette here on the Haney and Zeno Show, 105.7 The Fan. Let's bring in Ed Bouchette. Ed, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, fellas.
All right, we know the Ravens were missing Terrell Suggs for the vast majority of the season, and Corey Redding has moved on, Jared Johnson, among others. Maybe that's why they only have 16 sacks through nine games. What about Pittsburgh, though, with only 16? What's been happening there?
Yeah, their sacks were down last year, and they were explained away because Lamar Woodley missed half the season virtually, and James Harrison missed, four games. But it's not so easily explained this year. Harrison was hurt early on, missed the first three. Really has not been the same player since he came back. They're just not getting the heat on the quarterback the way they used to.
Ed, when you talk about Byron Leftwich playing this game, and by the way, great reporting on the Roethlisberger injury, as you were one of the first people to break it, but what can you realistically expect from him if you're a Steelers fan? I mean, how much can he really have a positive impact for this game?
Byron Leftwich has been around for a while. The problem for him is he's been hurt. And, you know, they were getting him ready to start the first four games of the 2010 season when Ben had a spend that suspension, a four-game suspension. And then Byron got hurt in the last preseason game, and they turned it over to Charlie Batch and Dennis Dixon. But Leftwich has done a lot in the league. He was obviously a high draft pick, franchise guy down in Jacksonville. They changed coaches, and he was on the outs. And injuries really have cut a lot into his career as well. But he's healthy now and got a strong arm. People have criticized his delivery, but you know, he's gotten the job done when he's played, but it hasn't been enough here.
Ed, you look at what Pittsburgh's going to throw at a Baltimore defense that is now missing Jimmy Smith and Lardarius Webb, done for the year. We talked about Suggs. He's been back for 3 weeks now, but no Ray, not a miss last week, et cetera, et cetera. But we've seen Pittsburgh run the football, revolving door running back kind of thing. Ravens can't stop the run. You mentioned Leftwich. He might have a slow, deliberate delivery, but he can get it out there. They have fast receivers. What does Todd Haley do to attack this Baltimore D on Sunday night?
Well, the logical thing you would think would be with, as you mentioned, the Ravens not stopping the run very well this year, which is, you know, incredible to me. But you'd think with a new quarterback and a guy who doesn't have a lot of mobility, that they would try and run the ball. I don't know that that's what they're going to do. They probably figure that's what Baltimore's thinking too, but it looks like they're going to get Rashard Mendenhall back for this game. He's been out. He's only played in really five quarters this year with two separate injuries. But I think if they're going to try and get him going. I, you know, and if that's the case, if they can, I think they'd prefer to try and keep it on the ground against the Ravens.
He's Ed Bouchette of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ravens and Steelers this Sunday, 8:20, Sunday Night Football. Coverage starts at 5 o'clock for Baltimore Game Day Uncensored right here on The Fan. In that game, Ryan Clark, Antonio Brown, question marks right now. What's the latest on their injury status?
I don't expect Brown to play, but he keeps saying he's going to try and practice tomorrow. He had an ankle injury from the game 2 weeks ago in New York that kept him out of the Kansas City game. And, you know, he's a receiver and return man who relies on his quickness, and that ankle just didn't come around. So we'll see, you know, maybe find out more tomorrow. Ryan Clark's passed all his concussion tests so far. We talked to him yesterday, and he said he feels better this week after his second concussion than he did 2 weeks ago after his first. Changed helmets, more padding, extra protection. I think he's going to play.
Now, Ed, the Baltimore offense, and this year it's probably the first time in a long time they've had to carry the team. We mentioned the woes of the D a couple of minutes ago. What do you make of this Baltimore offense led by Joe Flacco entering his fifth year, now into his fifth year, and looking maybe for a big, fancy, long-term contract?
Yeah, I haven't seen them play much this year, but all I can remember is Flacco leading them on that 92-yard drive here last year in the closing seconds. They scored, I think, with 8 seconds left, 25-yard touchdown pass, and looked pretty darn good that day. Flacco did, and the offense. So You know, they said he couldn't do that, and he did it here with everything on the line against Pittsburgh, the arch rivals, to beat them for the second time. So, I think that offense is kind of well-balanced right now with Rice and with Flacco's ability.
Ed, when you look at some of the other weapons on this offense, and you know they pride themselves on being very deep and not being able to key on one guy, and you just mentioned Rice and Flacco, but then you get both Torrey Smith, Jacoby Jones, both the tight ends, Dixon and Pitta. I mean, is this an offense that you think that the Steelers have not seen to this level before when it comes to the Ravens?
When it comes to the Ravens, maybe, but they've always had some weapons there on offense. The one thing they didn't have was a quarterback, and I'm talking pre-Flacco. And maybe even in Joe's early years, but they've always had some decent receivers, and I was including tight end Todd Heap in that, and a variety of backs. So I don't know that this is the best offense the Steelers are going to face in Baltimore, but it's a good one.
Ravens and Steelers, obviously twice in the next 3 weeks here, Ed, and with Roethlisberger, the rib injury, as you reported on the Aorta, and I mean, things getting very dire. I was waiting for Grey's Anatomy to come out and start explaining everything that's happening with him. But if he's out for an extended period, what about Baltimore maybe starting on Sunday, starting to really distance themselves from the pack here in the AFC North?
If Baltimore wins on Sunday, it's over this division, I think. With all the circumstances that are going on with the Steelers and then them having to go to Baltimore in another 2 weeks. And I would be surprised if Ben comes back that soon. I've seen estimates up to 6 weeks or so, which would take him right into the end of the season. So he has to wait for that rib to heal. And I don't know that there's a precise timetable, but I don't think it's shorter than 2 weeks. So. But they can win without him. You know, they still have a good defense. They need their running game to come around. And, you know, they need Byron Leftwich to perform for them.
Now, it certainly is a tall order for a guy who hasn't won a game as a starter since 2006.
Don't jinx it, Zeno.
Talking with Ed Bouchette of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Yeah, you have a prediction for Sunday?
Not yet. It's too early. I got to think about it a little more. I know the spot went from Steelers 3.5 favorites to now, I guess the Ravens are 3.5 favorites, right?
Yeah, 3.5.
Pretty big swing, 7 points over one guy. So, I have no idea right now. I think it's going to be a typical Pittsburgh-Baltimore game. Although last year's opener really wasn't typical Pittsburgh-Baltimore, but I think this one's going to be close, maybe a little more high scoring than we normally see.
Ed Bouchette, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ed, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the game on Sunday night, and I guess we'll see you here in Baltimore in a couple of weeks as well. And thanks for joining us.
We always look forward to that Baltimore trip.